You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This is Awning with the lovely track Benevolent. We've got Awning, aka Christian Dimmock, in the studio. Kia ora, how are you this morning?
Kia ora, good.
Good to have you in here. Brand new EP that just came out yesterday called Gold Star EP. Three tracks, and
yes.
We were just chatting about it off air. Three tracks that have this full band sound.
Yeah.
But you've been releasing a lot of demos and kind of doing a bit of solo performing. You've just switched into this kind of band mode. What was the change for you, Christian?
Like we were talking about off air a little bit earlier. Lots of home recording for a few years, and then eventually just friends who were super keen to see it live, I guess. The songs felt like certain new songs that I was writing felt like maybe they'd suit a full band, and the songs felt like maybe they wanted to be played live.
Yeah.
So I just followed that.
Followed the song and the sort of gentle push from the friends as
yes.
well.
It's yes.
the right way to do it, I feel.
Yeah.
What is the writing process like for you? Where do you start with a track? Are you sort of music first, lyrics first, ideas?
Definitely music first.
Right.
Definitely music first, and just do a lot of demoing on the computer, mucking around, and then, yeah, very much lyrics come last, and they're almost freestyled. Like, it's freestyle sort of thing, and then I'll go back and maybe revise a thing or two.
You ever surprised by what comes out when you're doing that freestyling?
Yeah, in a good way. It's
yeah,
like
nice.
it's the only way I can write them. When I try to write a poem or like something
yeah.
more structured like that, it just, oh my god.
Do you get in your head a little bit of that kind of like, oh, what am I trying to say?
Yeah, or just like, this doesn't sound like
yeah.
me at all.
Mm.
It just sounds like me trying to be something.
Yes.
Yeah.
Gotta let yourself do it in the way that feels right. I'm interested that you demo on the computer. So do you work with a software before you actually take it to your guitar or keys or whatever?
It'll just be a mix. It'll just
right.
be a mix of everything. Sometimes I like have a little tape machine and I'll like loop ideas on that and like use the tape machine
I
as
see,
like
yeah.
an instrument. And yeah, sometimes it'll be guitar. Sometimes I'll just like sample some drums that I really like and then work over them.
Mm.
It's always sort of, yeah, always different.
I think that's a nice thing to kind of have, especially when you're working on what is in some ways a solo project, even though you've got a band around you now.
Mm.
These are your songs and your kind of constructions, I
mm.
guess. What does it sort of feel like for you when you do present that to the people you want to play it with? Do you ever feel that kind of stress about it or excitement about sharing it? What's that kind of experience like for you, especially when it's that solo, big quotes around it, but like solo work,
yeah
know?
Yeah, big quotes around the solo. But for me, I'm just really blessed to have some really close friends that I feel real comfortable around.
Mm.
And they yeah there's no feeling of being a scaredy cat
yeah,
about
yeah.
like them hearing it. But also I should say, for like the song Gold Star and actually the second song on the EP, Just a Poem, they were like, I feel like maybe I had a guitar idea, very, very bassline idea, but my band members Baxter and Eli and Riley massively helped, contributed in the songwriting process. So
mm.
I definitely can't be taking too much credit.
That's where the quotes around solo
yeah.
come in. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So solo inspired, perhaps.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is a really, it's a three track EP and it feels really right. Like, you know, mm. sometimes it's hard to know where the start and the end of a project is. I feel like with this one, you've nailed some particular sound in those three songs.
Yeah.
Did it feel like that for you when you were writing it? Did you go, okay, I'm going to have to just take my hands off of it now. This feels done.
Yeah. I think we had a couple more songs, but it was both a mixture of time and money.
Mm.
Paying first, like, this is my first project in ages where I've like actually gone into a studio and,
yeah.
and recorded.
Where did you go?
We went to the Surgery
oh,
in
cool.
Wellington with them and recorded with James Goldsmith. But yeah, we had a few more songs, but we were like, I think these three sit nicely together and this is how much time we have.
Mm-hmm.
I think we did it in like a day or two.
Love a parameter sometimes.
It was just, yeah, most of it was live apart from the vocals. So
cool.
We were just working with some time restrictions.
Yeah, nice. That can be very helpful sometimes.
But that it sort
yeah.
of, yeah, it refined it for us. You know, it forced
yeah.
us to refine it.
Yeah. You're also a visual artist.
Mm.
I'm quite interested in how those two very different modes of creation sit for you? Do you think about them differently? Do they like feed off of each other? Completely different parts of your brain you're using? What is that kind of?
Yeah, I'd say the main difference is like conscious working and unconscious working, and the unconscious being my painting practice is differently, sort of sitting more in that realm, where I work and work and work, and then paintings, like the ideas within painting slowly unfold over time. Whereas with songs, like the ideas are very present in that moment.
That's interesting. Do you ever find when you've finished a work, either a painting or a track, that it has a relationship to something else you've been making, maybe you didn't know was there at the beginning? Is that something you've ever experienced?
Not between the two, eh?
Interesting. They're
actually very separate worlds for me. And I try to keep them that way.
That's nice, yeah.
And it's funny, eh? My grandma's always like, you should like exhibit a painting with like a song over the top of it.
Sounds like my grandma.
Which is really sweet. I love it. But
yeah, just got to have, sometimes you got to keep those worlds different because, you know, there's different things you're trying to say or think through, perhaps.
Yes.
Having a bit of space between those can be helpful.
Yeah.
There are some people who can really amazingly blend the whole thing.
Totally.
That's a whole different world as well, but yeah.
Totally.
I can see that being quite a distinct thing. The cover of this is really cool. Do you want to tell us a wee bit about who made the cover art for
this
project?
Yes, my friend East is an incredible visual artist. We're like best friends and we'd been talking for ages about doing some sort of collaborative thing like this. And I really gave him a very, very loose prompt. I think I was like, I want the track numbers on the front of the cover. So you can see like a 1, 2, 3.
Yep.
And then he's got this amazing archive of like found VHS footage, like hours and hours of it. So he sifted through hours of it and found these like stills in the VHS footage that he felt perfectly related to each song.
Yeah.
And while he was working on it, he was just listening to the EP again and again and again, and then finding the right stills. And then he came up with what he came up with.
I think he's nailed it too. It does really capture a particular essence of something.
Yeah.
And together as well, it captures, I think, this kind of complete package that the EP feels like it's sitting with.
Cool.
I particularly like the little kind of ghosty pink girl at the top as well.
I love the ghosty pink girl.
She's great. Kind of looks like she's being laser transported or something.
Yeah.
Must be pretty special to have friends like that who you can... you know, who will take the time and the energy to listen to your project on repeat and think through your ideas in their own making process as well. Who else is in the kind of community around you that you find you're bouncing ideas off or thinking through, you know, creating stuff with at the moment?
Especially with the music, I've like started a new project with a couple friends, my friend Mackenzie from Juno Is, and Seb and Ethan and they're people in my life at the moment that I'm like learning heaps from, like watching them do their thing. And yeah, those guys. And then, yeah, also my friends who play in the group. Like when we piece some of those songs from the EP together, it's all learning, you know. It's all, they're always just, it's always good. They're always teaching me something.
Yeah, that's a nice community to have around you.
Yeah.
Any awning shows coming up that people should have an ear and an eye out for at the moment, Christian?
Not really at the moment. Possibly in July.
Cool.
But the schedule's very loose. If anyone needs us to open for them, just let us know.
Hit them up. Where can people find you if they do want to hit you up, actually?
I think Instagram handle is awningband.
Nice.
Maybe _ I don't know.
We'll put it in the podcast.
If you just search awning band, you'll probably find it.
Nice. Hey Christian, thank you so much for chatting with us about Gold Star EP by Awning, which is out now in all the places you would go to get music. So go get it in your life. We're going to listen to the title track. Thank you so much for coming in and speaking with us.
Thanks for having me.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.